Welcome back to MEC Connect. This is Matthew Yaling. We have Gina Holt joining us. Welcome, Gina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, everyone. This is Patty Reinecke, and I'm very happy to have Gina here. Gina is part of our client consult manager team here. We have four here at Midwest Employers Casualty. And Gina, can you tell us a little bit about the role of a client consult manager, please?
Yeah, it's kind of a hybrid role between sales and underwriting and claims. It's a role that started out because we realized that we have resources here internally at MEC we use on a regular basis. We realized we could bring those to our clients to help save them money within their self-insured retention or their SIR. So this role was developed so that we work in collaboration with all of our stakeholders internally and externally.
Great. That sounds like a big role when you go through all those different details there. And I echo what you're saying too. I know in the excess world, we deal with these very medically complicated claims. And once we get a little bit of traction, being able to share that information and those kind of ideas with our clients at a different level before the claims come into that high dollar amount can be very helpful when it comes to managing the more complicated claims.
Yeah. So in previous episodes, we've talked with several of the different personnel at Midwest, and we've walked through migratory claims, what that means, some different examples. We had Fernando on, we had Sherry on, we had Cam on. We talked about migratory claims in that regard. So I guess the question to you, Gina, is how can MEC assist our clients and the TPAs on medically complicated claims, on those migratory claims?
Yeah, I would say the first and the key aspect is early intervention. Whenever you intervene early, your medical isn't going to have a chance to compound like it does if nobody's keeping an eye on it. So by keeping an eye and working as a team with both our TPAs, our insured accounts, and then the resources we have here, we can really take an active approach to make sure we're mitigating as things pop up rather than being reactive and then kind of wishing we would have been involved earlier on. So some of the resources we have here are medical management consultants. We call them MMCs. They're registered nurses, and they bring a whole host of education to the table. They will take a look at the claims from a medical standpoint and look for mitigation opportunities, whether it's looking at medications, whether we're looking at seeing if something is brand and it's going to be generic. They can give us an idea if there are any other red flags, such as comorbid conditions, or maybe we know that they've had past injuries and we need to take that into account also. So they're really great to have as a second set of eyes on a claim. They're also certified through Medicare, so we can do either settlement cost projections or pre-MSAs, depending on if they're Medicare eligible, which is really great because then it gives our clients an idea of whether or not a claim is even palatable for settlement or where they might be able to mitigate their claims going forward to actually realize those savings.
Thank you. Yeah, and I know they're dealing with the medical management consultants here. They do see a lot of the more complicated information and can kind of take the trends, if you will, that they see and figure out how to change those trends moving forward. And by that, I mean, once you have an excess claim and it is aged 5 or 7 or 10 years, you know, looking back, they can kind of identify the things that have, quote unquote, gone wrong. And so when they come around to the early intervention, like you mentioned, they can get involved at that point versus after it and try to make a positive impact to stabilize the medical condition, get that person back to work and get their life back instead of dealing with a lifetime of injury that is just complicating their lifestyle and not letting them return to that fully functional position in their life. So for the client consult managers, how do you get involved on these complicated claims? So how are they identified? Where are you finding these types of claims that are coming in much earlier than the typical reported excess claim?
That's a really great question. And it should be noted, we can get involved at any time. That's the great thing about my role is we don't have to wait for reportable guidelines or something to blow up in order for us to get involved. If there's a claim where either the adjuster who's handling the claim with like a second set of eyes, maybe the insured has a claim that they're a little worried about, maybe it's somebody who's had multiple claims in the past and they'd like us to review all of them in totality. sometimes we'll just attend file reviews too and kind of just be a fly on the wall. And then if something comes up where we know we have resources available for that specific claim, we'll speak up and say, hey, you know, we do have these resources available to you. We make the recommendation and kind of walk you through what we would do if it was within our money so that you know exactly what to expect. The great thing about my role is that it's collaboration and partnership. So we're making recommendations on what we would do if it was in our money, but we're not taking over the claim. We are simply there to kind of help guide it along. And if there's something that we recommend that either the insured's not comfortable with, or maybe the TPA isn't really comfortable with that in that specific jurisdiction, they can say that might not be right for this particular claim, but it might work on something else. So it's kind of twofold, where it might work for that claim, or it might give the adjuster something to think about going on as well.
Yeah, and those are great points too, because I know we've all come from frontline primary workers' compensation, where we see those frequency type claims, and we can do those in our sleep. We go back and forth, and we know just exactly how to manage those. But sometimes when those claims don't follow that normal path of resolution and get a little more complicated, they cause a little bit of that, just the harder part where we really would need a collaboration. And so you coming from the excess side, where you see these kind of things every day, I'm sure they appreciate just having that collaboration and that extra set of eyes and just some ideas outside the box that might help stabilize those claims as well.
Yeah, and I think with our TPA partners, they're really experts in handling the frequency claims that you see every day that you mentioned, Patty and Gina, and the claims that we're generally getting involved with on the migratory side and on the catastrophic side that we've been talking about this season, and the catastrophic files that the examples we gave back in season one really are the expertise that excess carriers provide. And those are the claims we identify. And the things that we're identifying in these consult files are typically, it's like, if something doesn't change, this file, right, looks like it's going to be an excess level claim. So those are the claims we're trying to bring the expertise on. When we identify those, how do you successfully manage an excess claim or manage one of these claims that you identify for a consultation?
I think that there are two major components in handling an excess claim: communication with everybody involved and trust that everybody's going to do what they say they're going to do. So when you're looking at an excess claim, you already know it's probably hit a certain dollar threshold or there's something concerning going on. So you're going to want to take a look at it from a medical standpoint to see if there are any red flags going on, if there's something that may delay the healing. You're going to want to take a look at it from an indemnity standpoint too. Are we looking at something where the injured worker can hopefully return to work, but if not, are we looking at wage loss or perm total disability? So you want to take a look holistically, but then kind of narrow things down as well and try and find ways in which you might be able to improve the outcome. So from an indemnity standpoint, it might be as simple as getting a wage earning capacity and making sure that they're employable and that you can find work for them, or talking to their employer and seeing if they actually can bring them back to work within certain restrictions or maybe in a different capacity, but at the wage that they were making earlier. And then from a medical standpoint, we really do utilize our medical management consultants to take a deep dive into the medical and look for opportunities for us there. And if we're looking at settlement, then sometimes we'll also bring our internal legal counsel in so that they can help strategize along with the TPA. And if they have their defense attorney assigned to the claim as well, we essentially create a strategy session and have a group call where we get together, we talk about the red flags that we see, the ways that we can mitigate the claim, and make sure that we're all in the same idea of going forward. This is the direction we want to go. This is the path we're going to take, and these are the steps that we're going to take to get there. And hopefully that will resolve or at least mitigate the claim as much as possible if you can't settle in a certain jurisdiction.
Those are some great examples. And I think the key that you pointed out throughout the whole discussion this morning is really it takes a lot of people. It's definitely a cooperation and a collaboration where you have multiple people working on many different aspects of the claim, because working together is the only way, or the best way probably, I should say, to get the claim stabilized and then resolved if possible.
Well, Gina, thanks for coming in today. We like to end each podcast by asking you a specific example of how you've connected with an injured employee to make a difference in an injured employee's life.
Yeah, I think with work comp, it's really important to realize that the insurance is covering the people themselves. So we want to make sure that we're treating them like a person and not like an object. And in doing so, I've had injured workers who may have been on high opioids and really didn't feel like they were functioning in life. They just kind of felt like they were in that haze or things were just a little bit dull. And by having one of our medical management consultants take a look at that or getting somebody involved to review the medications and realize that maybe they're over medicated and talking to the doctor to adjust the medications so that they can actually get back to living their lives rather than feel like they're just kind of walking through this haze. I think that's a really great example of one of the things that we do really well here.
That is a great example too. And I know the more we find out about the opioids through the epidemic we've all lived through is that the long-term side effects of opioid utilization are really not good for anyone. So just addressing them and making sure that their pain is addressed, but at the same point in time, not giving them medications that could cause harm in the end is a huge win for injured employees and for the insureds that they work for. So thank you for that.
At MEC Connect, we connect to make a difference. Thanks, Gina, for coming in and sharing some of the examples. We hope that MEC Connect has made a positive difference in your day. Stay tuned for future episodes of MEC Connect. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.